This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal, the Air Transport Action Group. It's kind of an umbrella lobbying organization for commercial aviation and its related industries. Says that by the year 2050, aviation carbon emissions will be half of what they were in 2005, which seems like a pretty heavy lift. So aviation is getting creative. At the airport in Rotterdam, the Netherlands, a group of companies is testing a new aircraft fuel using carbon dioxide extracted from air, which would cut a plane's carbon emissions to zero and in the process offer ecologically concerned passengers basically guilt-free flying. From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has the story.
En is natuurlijk wel lekker dat we nu gewoon kunnen praten, want hier hebben we toch geen...
Nou, weet ik eigenlijk niet, maar...
This really is a pilot project. This air crew about to take off from Rotterdam could soon be testing what consultant Willem van Genuten says is a revolutionary jet fuel.
We would like to kickstart a fundamental change in aviation. We want to facilitate synthetic fuel made from CO2 taken from air.
Van Genuten from a Dutch company called Urban Crossovers is part of a consortium testing the commercial viability of what is potentially an infinite source of low-carbon energy for aviation.
With the fuel made from air, you have a theoretical limitless amount of fuel available.
It's a kind of kerosene made from a mixture of carbon dioxide, water and electricity. So far, only small amounts have been created in a laboratory. The aim is to scale up production using the services of the Swiss environmental company Climeworks, which claims in a promotional video...
Climeworks is the worldwide first company that is commercially capturing CO2 from ambient air.
It's high-tech machines suck in the air and then filter out and collect the carbon dioxide, some of which will now be sent on to the Rotterdam project. Louisa Charles of Climeworks says using this to fuel aircraft will make a big difference to their emissions.
By using CO2 that's in the air already, we do not release additional CO2 in the atmosphere.
And, says Oscar Meyerink of Sky NRG, another company in the Rotterdam Consortium, there'll be no carbon emitted in the manufacture of the new fuel, so long as renewable energy sources of electricity are used.
If you produce the electricity in a sustainable manner, then the whole system can be carbon neutral.
He expects the new fuel will initially be much more expensive than fossil fuels, but...
We also expect that this cost can come down when the technology is further developed and we can scale up.
That could take 5 to 7 years, he says, but scaling up will be a major problem, claims one critic of the project. Jorien de Laeker of Friends of the Earth in the Netherlands says the demonstration plant the consortium is building will only make 1,000 litres of the new fuel a day.
The 1,000 litres is about 5 minutes of flying in a jet.
If the new fuel is to replace fossil kerosene, she says, it'll require vast amounts of sustainable energy, given the current scale of global aviation.
We have 225,000 flights a day. This planet is not big enough to put all the extra wind and solar power in place to produce fuel for 225,000 flights a day.
Flying on air is not the solution, she says. The only feasible option is flying a lot less. But the Rotterdam Consortium claims we can fly guilt-free without causing climate change. Technology is advancing, and the whole business of carbon reduction is becoming more viable and more necessary by the day. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.